Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of the Talking Puck Podcast. Tom Callahan, Jay Levin here. Jay is at Bowtie Sports on Twitter. I am at Callahan on air. Jay, welcome in. And this week, we have a lot of suggestions, a lot of theories, but no definitive answers as to what the NHL is going to do as far as a restart, or more importantly, and probably more pressing, when the NHL entry draft is going to be held.
Yeah, it's been an interesting last couple of weeks around the sports landscape and within the NHL specifically. Seems like the league is taking a lot of steps towards a restart. Seems like a lot of information on potential dates. With the commissioner's office kind of backing off of it of its initial claim that it didn't want any impact. Season and now the league signaling that they're comfortable potentially pushing back the start of next season into November or potentially even early December to help complete this season. That opens up a lot of possibilities, and then within the last 10 days a lot of reports about the commissioner communicating with the board of governors about plans for an NHL draft. That'll be interesting. What are your thoughts on the views of a potential draft before this season's over?
Well, there are arguments, Jay, on both sides of it. Honestly, I guess they can both be seen to have merit. However, I believe that if you're going to finish this season, which I've said it a million times, I don't think it's a good idea to finish this year. I think they should call the season, and I know why they're not. I understand it. I get the economics of it. But I think you can't have a draft until your season is finished, one way or the other, because it affects so many different things, including current player contracts. Scouts who may have their contracts is a big thing coming up here on July 1. Free agency, player deals, conditional draft picks. I understand the positives of it. You want the media exposure. The open window here in June is pretty big. You get a chance to maybe grab a little bit of the spotlight while the media attention really has nowhere else to go. But I feel like the NHL draft is a hardcore fan event. You already have those people, regardless of when you have the draft. Really, the biggest issue, Jay, I think, is if the season's not finished, you don't know what the draft pick order is going to be. You're going to have to come up with something that's a compromise. You're not going to make everybody happy, no matter what you do. I just feel like there's too many negatives for me to trying to push the draft now to outweigh whatever media buzz you may generate. And again, if you're doing this for casual fans, I honestly don't think casual fans are coming to the NHL draft for their sporting entertainment.
No, I don't think that this is a casual fan event, especially not in the U.S. In Canada, it is a more mainstream event than it is in the U.S. So there is that element of it. I think it's as much about trying to keep normalcy within the league as anything else. I think it's a nod to the commissioner's office recognizing that whenever the season does restart, it's going to cause just different issues with next season, and there are going to be a whole bunch of things that the league is going to be monitoring, decisions that the league is going to be making on a daily, weekly basis. And I think part of this push by the league is to get something off of their plate, get something going on in as normal a time frame as it usually does. But I agree with you that there are a number of logistical questions and issues that get brought up. In terms of draft order, it sounds like that there are some compromises potentially in place or compromises being discussed. Reverting some of the draft lottery rules to what they were previously, so teams can't move up as much. Which would take out one of the big concerns, which a lot of teams had kind of voiced a concern that someone on the cusp of playoff contention could potentially win the draft lottery, get the number one overall pick, then wind up during the restart, sneak into the playoffs, run the table in the playoffs, kind of like we saw with the LA Kings, kind of like we've seen a couple of number seven, number eight seeds make a run all the way to the Cup Finals. I think that makes some GMs and some league executives very uncomfortable that a team could win the Cup and have the number one overall pick within the same year.
And Jay, an excellent example of that, just to highlight your point, is the Winnipeg Jets, because right now Winnipeg is a quote unquote playoff team. They're the second wild card team, but also their overall points position and standing puts them in the draft lottery. So Winnipeg is an excellent example of that. They could potentially win the number one pick, make the playoffs, go on a run, and go all the way to the Cup Final.
Or another team, I mean, the Columbus Blue Jackets, right? You know, Columbus was very beat up with injuries heading into the pause. This time off has allowed a number of their key players to get healthy, Seth Jones chief among them. So Columbus, which is pretty much straddling the playoff cut line, it is a team that when you come back like that, they're a lot different team than where they were in mid-March when everything got paused. Do I think we would go on a run through the gauntlet of the Eastern Conference and get through it? No, not really. But, I mean, this is a Columbus team that pulled the biggest upset of the playoffs last season in round one. So, you know, it's not that far of a stretch. So I think that issues like that, have some of the executives around the league uncomfortable with holding a draft before the season is over. But if they are willing to make some amendments to the draft lottery process and go back to how they had it a couple of years ago, where you could only move up a maximum of four spots, that reduces that particular issue. There are still other issues related to holding the draft this early or before the season's over. One of the issues that I have a biggest concern about is the salary cap for next year. Tom, as you know, having worked for teams and being on the inside, the draft is a time when a lot of trades go on that impact the next season. You know, teams take a look at where they are cap-wise. If they need to move out some salary, they use the draft as a time to move out salary. If they've got extra cap room or projecting extra cap room, maybe they're more aggressive to try and add a veteran, especially teams that are looking to make an extended run to the Cup the next year. Without knowing really where the salary cap is going to go next year, it makes it very difficult, in my opinion, for general managers to strategize around draft weekend.
Tom Callahan, Jay Levin, this is the Talking Puck Podcast. Jay is at Bowtie Sports on Twitter. I'm at Callahan on air. Jay, I have another point to make, too, when it comes to all of this. As you mentioned, the player deals, and some people have downplayed this, but I think it is important, especially when it comes to conditional draft picks or potential to move players. Let me throw a name out there who could very much be in the mix if this were a normal year, and that's Taylor Hall. The Coyotes gave up a lot to get Taylor Hall. He is talking some extension with them, but now that we're in this pause, which is a very strange situation for everyone involved, but a team like the Coyotes could potentially, if they wanted to deal Hall's rights at the draft, let's say they realize that Hall's not coming back for whatever reason, things broke down, they'd have the opportunity to earn some return for that. They will not be able to do that, and I think that's just a case in point. There'll be a lot of those examples, but I think that is by far the most prominent one.
He's the biggest name among them, right? And you look at Arizona's salary cap move into next season, it would be a challenge for them to get Hall in the fold under the salary cap if some of the current projections, the salary cap may stay flat or may only rise by like $1 million. So if you're talking about a salary cap that's essentially the same or is only $1 million or less than $1 million higher than what it is this season, yeah, Arizona's cap situation makes it very difficult for them to bring back Hall, which then makes him a strong candidate to be moved at the draft for his signing rights.
Jay, that actually reminds me of something I wanted to ask you. A couple of weeks ago, Pierre McGuire was quoted in an interview in Pittsburgh as saying that he thought the cap could fall by 25% or 40%. And I guess technically, mathematically, that could be the thing. But there's no way the league or the PA would let that happen, is there? I mean, everybody would not make it. Under the $72 million is the lowest spending team in the NHL right now. And if you drop the cap even 25%, that's right where your ceiling is going to be. No one would be able to get under that.
I mean, that's a whole other conversation, but no, that sounds much more like fear mongering by a certain faction of the media than it does actual reality. I mean, there are a lot of things that go into the formation of the salary cap, but most of it comes from revenues from the past season and somewhat of projected revenues for the next season. That there are triggers that the PA has that can cause it to rise. That talking about the salary cap going down to that extent, just like that's really. That's not legitimate conversation. It's really not worth discussing too much more, in my opinion, because it's so far out there. Talking about the salary cap not rising or the salary cap, being forced to stay flat for a year or two, yeah, that is a realistic possibility.
Which still lands some teams in jail, let's be clear. The Toronto Maple Leafs chief among them.
Which lands a lot of teams in a lot different scenario than you would have expected. Take a team like Boston, right? Boston has some interesting decisions to make on a guy like Krug. He's a pending UFA, but if the salary cap doesn't go up, tighter than you would have thought that they otherwise would be. A team like Buffalo looks like it would have a lot of cap space, but Buffalo only has about 10 contracts, signed for next year. So they've got a lot of decisions to make on players and suddenly if there's no more money being added into the salary cap, are the players willing to take the same money they played for last year, or who's getting a raise and who's going to have to take a cut in order to come back? So a lot of decisions, and I think it's a lot of those decisions wind up being made around the draft weekend, and if trades aren't allowed, or if current players aren't allowed to be traded, man, it makes the draft, it makes draft prep a lot. And I don't know that a lot of GMs would be comfortable holding a draft and trying to prep for a draft without knowing where the cap is next year and what the situation is going to be like next year. And I don't know how the league can begin to put those financial pieces in place until it knows if it's going to restart and what a restart's going to look like. How much of the TV credits that it owes will it be able to kind of burn off on a reset? So a lot up in the air, and I think that makes a draft at this point, but before the league is back playing, as a very difficult proposition. If you want to hold a draft after the regular season while the playoffs are going on, that's a little bit of a different story, because then you know, you've got more of the pieces in place. You have more of the economic pieces in place at that point. You have an exact knowledge of who did and didn't make the playoffs, you know, which impact a lot of conditional picks as well as impacting the draft order. So if the league wanted to compress it in that way, you know, wouldn't be my ideal choice, but I can understand some of that a little bit better than trying to hold the draft at this point and then, you know, restarting afterwards, or maybe not restarting afterwards.
Yeah. And just, I mean, to wrap it all up, I don't even know that you can do that. Honestly, I feel like not holding the draft until the end of the season, you have to hold it after we're done, whatever done is, if it's playoffs, if it's now, whatever, if you hand out the cup, you have to hold the draft after that. If your argument is, well, I lose my summer prospect in evaluation camps. Yeah. You're probably going to lose those anyway. Like, quite honestly, you're probably not going to be able to bring all those guys together, especially if they're European players. They're going to face the quarantines of coming back. There's a lot of different things at play here, which is, again, why I will stand on the soapbox of you should probably just cancel the season. Have the draft as normal. That's fine. Have the draft at the end of June or beginning of July, whatever window you want. That way you still get your media exposure window. You have your free agency. But you know what, Jay? I think this is the league had no qualms in 04-05 about canceling an entire season to get cost certainty and a salary cap and all that other stuff. And here we are in a situation where, look, some teams are going to lose money. Some teams are going to lose a boatload of money. I just don't see a situation where it's worth it to come back to play, especially when it costs human capital to do so, potentially. I'm not okay with that risk. I'm just not.
You're getting into a very different argument at this point when you start talking should they or should they not come back, you know, versus should they hold the draft now or not.
Well, let me be clear. No draft now.
You and I disagree on whether the sport should come back. I think we agree that the draft at this point, you know, it doesn't seem to make as much sense. There are just too many unknowns to be able to hold a draft at this point, or to be able to hold anything resembling what you've done in the past with the draft. The NFL was a very different situation because it was in the middle of its off season, so everything was already set heading into the upcoming season. The NHL, the NBA are different in that their seasons are in the middle and they haven't made a decision on what to do moving forward. So I think those sports, those leagues have a lot different scenario, a lot different situation than what the NFL was going through. So I don't think it's a good comp to take a look. The NFL held its draft and say that's why these sports should hold their drafts at this time. So I guess in short, I'm not in favor of the draft at this point, but I am hopeful that the league will come back and will be playing, and we can kind of debate some of those in another podcast.
All right. Well, if you want to reach out to us on Twitter, Jay is at Bowtie Sports. I am at Callahan on Air. And Jay, thanks for joining me as always. This has been the Talking Puck Podcast. You can also catch us talkingpuck.com. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.